Today is the 9th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. But what a lot of people don't know on 9/11 was that a third building collapsed. A building that was not hit by a plane. A 47-story office building 300 feet away from the North Tower called World Trade Center Building 7 collapsed at 5:20 p.m. that afternoon. That building was not mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report. I'm holding pictures here of the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7. It collapsed at 5:20 p.m. in the afternoon in 6.6 seconds, which is basically free fall speed. So ask yourself, why have you never heard of the third building that collapsed on 9/11? Why does the mainstream media not tell you about the collapse of this building? The reason is because this is the clearest example of controlled demolition. If you go on YouTube, go type in World Trade Center Building 7 or WTC7, you will see the collapse of this third building.
All facts. Evidence right there.
The planes that hit those buildings did not cause them to collapse. Fire does not cause steel frame buildings to fall. The reason the Twin Towers and Building 7 collapsed was because they were brought down in a controlled demolition.
It's like the evidence that you've been collecting archives since the start.
Oh yeah, right from the start, yeah, for sure. But it didn't dawn on me to question until maybe 2004. Started doing it because a friend of mine was telling me that the Bush administration are terrorists. And I thought, no way, I don't believe that for a second.
They knew 2 months before 9/11, Bush got a memo saying Bin Laden determined to attack the United States. So we know on record when they do have the opportunity to stop terrorism, they never do. They let it happen.
9/11 is definitely an inside job. Another thing that I think was an inside job is that Flight 93, what the media said that was crashed into the ground in Pennsylvania. A reporter that was reporting it said that he saw nothing there. No plane parts, no body parts, nothing.
To the face of terror, face of fear. The thing is, Bin Laden was reported dead 5 different times between now and I think it was 2007-ish, and he's been popped up again as if, you know, he's got 9 lives or something. Yet his name has not appeared on the FBI's most wanted poster.
It doesn't mention he did 9/11, the crimes for that. But he was a CIA operative, so they didn't want to me, they wouldn't want to blame him for the 9/11 attacks because they need him in the future.
Biggest street action, Toronto Truth Seekers, I think I've seen.
Since last anniversary.
We're here at Yonge and Dundas Square.
Hey, this is awesome, man. It's great getting together with all your buddies that you work so hard with all year long. You know, we should do this more often. We shouldn't use an event like this necessarily for a gathering. But, you know, we're getting the word out, and that's what's important.
What do you think about the word out on 9/11, though? You think a lot of people are turning to the truth, or what do you think?
I think more and more people are starting to become aware of there's certain questions that are unanswered, and I mean, you don't have to believe in everything necessarily, but there's a lot of unanswered questions, and you know, people know that, and they want the answers.
And are you with We Are Change?
Yeah, We Are Change London.
It was obviously anti-job. If you can show me the plane hit the Pentagon, there was no plane that hit the Pentagon, so how could it not be an inside job? You can look and you can see. And there's a tiny little hole and there's no massive 747 plane, so I think that was the most obvious like cue to show that it was an inside job.
All I can say is investigate 9/11 because the facts add up, and you can look at firefighters for 9/11 Truth, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. So if you don't believe me, it doesn't matter because it's not my theories. So just look into the facts for yourself and you'll find out what's going on. Okay?
And look into Building 7. There's a lot of evidence there as well. Simple things like that can lead a trail to other things that you can look online and figure out the truth if you're not quite aware yet. There's a lot out there, trust me.
9/11 was an inside job.
I think the most relevant stories is to pay attention to the facts. So we got Operation Northwoods on record, a Pentagon plan on record to hijack airplanes and crash them into buildings in American cities and to blame it on a pretext on a country to go to war. So if you type in ABC News, Operation Northwoods, that will show you an actual government plan to create terrorism in U.S. cities and kill Americans on record. Then we have a Bush Bin Laden meeting on 9/11. So Bush Sr. was having breakfast with Bin Laden's brother, and that was at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. They were in the business of the Carlisle Group.
And you see,
They went into Iraq, they went into Afghanistan, not for democracy, but for God, their God. Guns, oil, and drugs. The same thing that went into Vietnam. The same thing that went into Vietnam. JFK knew it, Martin Luther King knew it.
We're here with Toronto Truth Seekers. We're at Yonge Dundas Square. How long have you been around with the truth movement in Toronto?
I've been very familiar with the Toronto truth scene for probably the last 4 or 5 years now, at least, probably back to about 2006 or so when it was just budding at the time. And, you know, a lot of people have come and gone with the movement, as it does. You know, it's hard to completely dedicate your entire life to this kind of thing, but it is important to at least try and to put in some time to getting the word out.
George Bush, on September the 12th, said that he saw the first plane hitting the first tower. The problem is, the very first footage of the first plane hitting the first tower wasn't available till September the 12th. So he knew before September 11, those planes were going to hit those buildings. Yet he told nobody about them. If you watch Truth Rising, you'll notice that Mayor Giuliani said that those towers were going to collapse. He knew it.
9-11, it's the linchpin, I believe, the linchpin in this whole global cabal. I believe 9-11 truth will end the wars, and simple as that, both wars are based on a lie. We can bring 9-11 truth to the mainstream, we can end the wars, bring our troops home, and I'll start taking care of responsibilities here at home.
We're on the streets here, we got Dan Dix here, where it's September 11th. What's your words on 9-11? What's the truth you're seeing on?
Today it's been a good turnout. We have a lot of members of TorontoTruthSeekers.com, Press for Truth people, and others coming out to show their support about, this is 9 years now since the attacks of September 11th. So we're here together, standing in solidarity together, because it's extremely important to get information out about what happened, what didn't happen, and that's why we're here today. So the truth movement is growing exponentially, and it's inspiring. It's hopeful. It's awesome. Yeah.
For real. And we got a building what campaign going on? I think people are trying to get the word out on Building 7. I guess do you have any thing that you'd like to point out on September 11th?
I mean, that's awesome that they're doing that because that really is the smoking gun of 9/11. It's Building 7, so it's crucial to get that out. It's unfortunate mainstream media is not necessarily covering that. They've obviously been paying a lot of attention to this Quran book burning thing. I mean, this guy has a congregation of like 50 people. Meanwhile, you know, the coverage of it has been absolutely insane. And it takes away from the fact that there are truth groups all over the place trying to push for a new independent investigation. And it gets people... the idea that it was done by Muslim extremists back into the people's minds. So, we're here to try to counter their propaganda.
For real, just trying to get the word out on September 11th, the 9th anniversary of 9/11. But I think, was it last year that you were in New York? What was that story?
Yeah, I've gone a couple times now to New York to just show my support. Luke Radowski's done some amazing events. And I would really strongly encourage anybody who has not done that yet, who has not actually visited Ground Zero, who has gone down there to show their support, to do so. And next year, of course, is going to be the 10th anniversary, so that'd be a good time to go.
I think 9/11 itself is a conspiracy theory, so for anybody out there who wants to say that, you know, people who are trying to tell people the truth about 9/11, this is conspiracy fact. The official story itself is a conspiracy theory and needs to be reinvestigated, because there are so many questions that pile up against their official story that at this point it's like piling up a mountain against a molehill of information, and eventually that mountain is going to crush this molehill, so it's just a matter of time before this thing implodes.
And we're not going to shut up. We're going to spread the truth. Alternative media is going to take over mainstream media. We got the real news. We got Press for Truth. We got Infowars.com.